You're listening to Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family. Welcome to Sleep Stories for Equestrians. I'm your host, Ashley Winch. We're so happy you're here to relax and unwind. If you fall asleep and miss the story, we will recap it at the beginning of the next episode. We've also selected and edited these stories for ultimate relaxation, removing any stressful bits without affecting the story's integrity, so you can focus on drifting off to sleep. With that, let's settle down and prepare for our story. The gates are closed. The horses sleep. The day's work done. The chores complete. Now let us rest, our bodies and minds. Drift off to sleep and close your eyes. It's time for us to turn down for the night. Now let's breathe in, breathe out, and turn off the light. One more time, breathe out, breathe in. Now, let us begin. On the last episode of Sleep Stories for Equestrians, the circus elephants caused a bit of trouble in town, and the children were looking for their uncle, Captain John. Let's join them as they head to the horse tent. Larry, the groom, tugged on the lead strap. Cricket nuzzled Mary Margaret's hand in the hope of finding another apple. Then he followed the groom into the wild animal tent. Big Mom stood in her regular place at the head of the line of elephants. She trumpeted plaintively as Cricket entered. The motherly old elephant had adopted the tiny black pony when he first came to the circus with Captain John. She fussed over the little fellow as though he were her own. Cricket stayed with the elephants most of the time, and he was not afraid. Captain John knew that people were always amused to see the little pony standing beside the elephant. And the friendship of the pony and the elephant became an added attraction of the show. Like most elephants, Mom's hearing was very keen, but her eyesight was poor. When she was not certain where to go, she held the end of Cricket's flowing tail in her trunk and followed the pony with no hesitation. She knew Cricket would never lead her into danger. "Here's your pot, Mom." Larry tied Cricket to a post near the big elephant. Cricket whinnied a greeting and buried his nose in the pile of sweet hay. Content that her little friend was with her, Mom lifted a large helping of hay and shoved it into her open mouth. The animal tent began to fill with visitors, some large, some small. All along the elephant line, trunks curled and uncurled as the great beasts begged for peanuts or candies. The golden jumbo was very popular with the children. He swayed back and forth, or reached for offerings held in outstretched hands. Mom, at the other end of the line, dozed and wakened now and then to accept a peanut from a tiny admirer. Cricket, too, closed his eyes. Perhaps he dreamed of his faraway home in the Shetland Islands. "Wake up, Cricket. It's almost showtime and we need you." Larry looked after all of Captain John's ponies. He untied Cricket's halter. "Come along now. Step lively." Cricket liked children and stopped often as they threaded their way through the crowd to nuzzle an outstretched hand in hope of finding a sweet. "Come on, come on, Cricket. We'll be late." Larry tugged gently at the lead. Sometimes Cricket pretended not to hear Larry until he was ready to go. Then he butted the groom as though it were Larry who was the slow one. Raja, the Bengal tiger, a newcomer to the circus, flattened his ears and snarled every time Cricket passed his cage. He stared menacingly from behind strong bars. Hatred for his captors and his surroundings shone from his burning eyes. The tiger's cage stood just opposite the elephant's. Cricket liked the zebras, the llamas, the camels, and the wide-horned water buffalo, and he wasn't afraid of most of the other caged animals. But he looked the other way when he passed the tiger. Raja's snarl made him shiver, and he always hurried past his cage. As Cricket entered the horse tent, his stablemates neighed a greeting. They were already hitched to little carts that they pulled in the grand march. They shook their heads proudly as Larry fastened scarlet plumes in their bridles. Cricket stood very still while Larry put a tiny saddle on his back. Larry had just finished tightening the cinch when Coco, the world's smallest clown, hurried into the tent. Larry lifted him into the saddle. Coco picked up the reins. "Giddy up, Cricket," he said in a surprisingly loud voice for such a little man. With Cricket in the lead and the ponies trotted across the field to the main tent. The clowns who drove the ponies swung their long legs into the carts, then wheeled into place in their procession behind the elephants. Cricket stood close behind Mom. The fringe of gold lace on the red silk cloth that almost covered the elephant tickled the pony's little ear, so he moved forward until he was right under the big elephant's head. The opening of the show was always exciting, and Cricket stamped nervously. He listened to the murmur of the crowd inside the main tent. Then, with loud fanfare and blaring of trumpets, the greatest show on earth commenced. Cricket pranced into the tent as the curtains parted. He nodded his plumed head right and left as Coco waved his high silk hat to the audience. Jumbo, the golden elephant, followed Cricket. Then came Mom. One of the bareback riders sat in the red lacquered howdah on Mom's back and blew kisses to the audience. All the elephants carried howdahs draped in rich brocades and trimmed with gold braids and tassels. The children in the audience sat spellbound. Like picture pages from a fairy tale, the splendors of the circus passed before them. The audience applauded each newcomer. Camels followed the elephants, and spangled horses with riders in silks and satins came next in the procession behind the camels. The trained zebras were entering just as Cricket finished his part of the grand march. Larry lifted Coco to the ground, then, in the twinkling of an eye, replaced the saddle with a bright red harness, and Cricket was ready to take his place as the leader of the pony troop. To the music of a lively march, Cricket, followed by the other ponies, trotted into the center of the ring of the big tent. Captain John, wearing his scarlet coat, waited for his ponies. Cricket obeyed his every command. He marched, pirouetted, and went through his regular routine with the other ponies. Captain John bowed his thanks. Mary Margaret and Tommy were very proud of their Uncle John and his ponies. I think they're swell, said Stella, clapping her hands vigorously. Mary Margaret clapped her hands until they were red. He's grand, she said. Grand, added Tommy, still clapping. He's wonderful. Stella stopped applauding. He sure is, she said. He's a smart pony. All the others just copy Cricket. Oh, said Mary Margaret. I meant Uncle John. You did, said Stella. I thought you were talking about Cricket, but Captain John is wonderful too. He's smarter than the ponies. He had to teach them, didn't he? And Cricket is smaller than all the rest of them put together. Thank you for joining us on tonight's episode of Sleep Stories for Equestrians. Allow this gentle music to carry you off to dreamland.